Back in the days when Andy Warhol was making prophetic statements about the pervasiveness of the media, 15 minutes seemed like a generous amount of time for the average person's brush with fame. Nowadays, sudden fame often means daily coverage in the news for months at a time, and frequently it culminates in the making of a TV movie based on real life or something like it. Right now, NBC is already planning to make a movie about Jessica Lynch, one of the young American POWs rescued in Iraq, and the family of kidnapped victim Elizabeth Smart is looking over book and movie offers for the story of her ordeal. Stories like these raise the question, what control do the people who live through these experiences have over the telling of their story? To answer that question, we called on Eugene Volokh, a UCLA law professor who specializes in free speech and copyright law. Professor Volokh, first of all, does a movie company or a TV network have to get legal permission to make a movie based on someone's life experience?
Generally speaking, no. Unauthorized biographies are written and made all the time. They are, generally speaking, perfectly legal.
Why is that? Why don't they have to get permission?
Facts, the law says, are free to anybody to write about. Historians can write about them. Newspapers, radio shows can report on them. Television programs can include them in biographies. If you write a poem, for example, or a story, then you own the copyright in that, and you can stop other people from publishing it. One thing you didn't ask me was, what happens if a biography reveals some really intimate details, details about a person's love life? And the general answer is that if that's considered newsworthy, then that is permissible, although there's at least some possible claim that that might be invasion of privacy through disclosure of private facts. But you cannot stop other people from publishing the facts about your life, and that's all an unauthorized biography is. It's the facts about your life.
But everybody knows you can play pretty loosely with the facts when you want to, and that could possibly hurt a person's reputation or harm them in ways we might not even be able to predict.
As a practical matter, biographers and television programs generally do want the cooperation of the subject for several reasons. One is it helps with publicity. The person can go on the road to promote the show. It also gives them more facts, so therefore can make a richer story because they've got cooperation of the person. But finally, it makes sure that if they get something wrong, the person won't sue, because you're right that while reporting facts accurately is perfectly legal, if you make a mistake, you could be sued for defamation or so-called false light invasion of privacy. And it's easy to make a mistake when you're doing something without somebody's cooperation.
Are there any cases where a person who had a sudden brush with fame and had a movie made about his or her life really objected, went to court? Any interesting legal cases where the law was formed?
In the past, some celebrities have tried to sue over unauthorized biographies, and their lawsuits have generally been rejected. I'm unaware of sudden celebrities for a day or celebrities for a week who sued, but the result would be the same. Nobody owns the legal rights to their life story. Those facts, if they're accurately reported, are free to everybody to report.
How does a person get control over what's being made about their life story then, or can they? They just can't?
Well, one of the things that you guys do in your line of business is you tell stories about people, often without their permission. And if somebody says, don't report on my life or things that I did on the radio, I object. You say, hey, we've got the First Amendment right to report whatever we want. The same thing goes for biographies. As a business matter, they may sometimes negotiate this, right? They'll say, look, I will cooperate with you if you promise some degree of control. And under certain circumstances, the other side might agree to exchange control for cooperation. But that's really the only bargaining chip they have.
You know, Professor, I have to say that something about this just doesn't seem fair to me, that a person's life is not their own.
Well, you report on people's lives all the time. If I did something noteworthy, or perhaps noteworthy in a bad way, and you did a story, would you want me to be able to stop you from reporting this news story? And your answer is, you have the First Amendment right to cover the news. Well, television programs and book authors have the right under the First Amendment to publish events from people's lives.
Eugene Volokh is a professor at UCLA Law School. Thanks so much, Professor Volokh.
You're very welcome.